This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. 877-881-1053. Text in and let us know if you have ever used a voodoo doll before.
Oh.
Or what way have you asked some other being out there to help your team win? There's a video going around right now of a lady sitting in the stands constantly poking a voodoo doll of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
She is holding this thing and a needle and just going pop, 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 over and over and over.
Oh,
what did Patrick Mahomes do to her that made her want to kill this thing so bad? She was trying to kill Patrick Mahomes with voodoo.
That's not okay.
Not okay at all, I say. And so,
kill people.
What is the best, what is the way that you think, because I feel like we've all prayed for one, right? Mm-hmm. You prayed for one once, then you had to name your son Brandon.
That's true. But we got the Big 12 championship out of it. Don't ask what happened after that.
Do you ever, does he know that too?
Yeah.
Does he kind of look at that and go, that's my championship?
I don't think so, because he loves Texas. So,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think we've all prayed at some point. My family used to have the superstition that we all had to sit in certain spots in our house. And if we were down, the Cowboys were losing, Dad would go get a dill pickle. And the dill pickle had power, man. And sometimes to this day, it still does. It seems weird that it'll turn around. But I don't know, like, when you were in New Orleans, were you like, I gotta go get me a voodoo doll, you know, while I'm here? Did you do one of the tarot readings while you were there?
Isn't it tarot?
As I said.
Helps your eyesight.
Eat some more tarots.
Look, it's not for me.
Real tarot.
Like tarot cards, Ouija boards, voodoo. That's,
you don't believe it, huh? Now,
well, see, that's the thing.
Oh, hold on.
I don't know if I would say that.
You're scared of it.
I'm definitely scared of the Ouija board. And I just kind of like, I can go through life and not tempt any potential dark spirits or whatever and just live my life. And maybe it's because I watch too many horror movies and way too many of them are like, let's just play with this Ouija board. And it always ends badly for at least somebody in the group. So I think I'm fine. Just like, hey, if that's what you like, good. I will be over here.
The Ouija board, I remember I was introduced to it whenever I was very, like, fourth grade. My mom, we were at my grandma's house and she was like, oh, there's my Ouija board. And I was like, what is this, a Ouija board? She was like, oh, you have never seen one before. So we also did, what is it, light as a feather, stiff as a board. We did that. It worked. That was weird. But we did Ouija. And we reached the other side at some point. Because I do remember.
See, I don't want that.
We got a yes, and we also got a spelled out word. I don't understand how Ouija works. I'll be honest. Like, what's the real trick here?
But don't you always think
it can't be that this board created by Mattel is just going to be like, hey, you know what, spirits, this is how they talk exactly. to us.
Don't you always think somebody else in the group is moving
in? Yes. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
I tried it once with, I think it was my buddy Justin growing up, maybe in high school. And again, we bought it from Mattel because that was like maybe a couple years after the remake of the movie came out. So like they still had them on shelves with the fancy branding and everything. Tried it, got absolutely nothing out of it. So I was like, okay, one last try. And I, you know, just yeeted the thing across the board to that scare Justin.
Still not really necessarily what that word means.
Sure it is.
Okay.
Kevin, I knew of yeet 10 years before I heard of the wrestler.
Really?
And it was because of Mr. Beast.
In your face, Jey Uso.
It was always about throwing something.
Oh.
It was because of Mr. Beast.
Have you watched his show on Amazon?
No.
Okay. I just want to know if anybody's watched it because it looks interesting. It's like a reality game show. Oh. And it looks kind of funny. He's like, I'm going to give away, I don't know, like lots and lots of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, the stuff that my kids watched back then was fun. Like they were doing crazy stuff, giving away tons of money.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is crazy. I always felt like he was an industry plant from YouTube. You know, like they were giving it, they were funneling money to him on purpose so that he could get those numbers up and stuff. So there it is. Somebody did text in and said that the show is going to fail. And I said, look, we've been doing radio for 14 years. I think we're going to be okay. I think this show is going to be just fine. And we do love Mike. But we did a really good damn show before Mike got here, and it's going to continue to be a damn good show. So enjoy it while you're at it. Somebody did say that's black magic. That's not good. That invite evil spirits into your home and that's into your life.
That's what I'm afraid of.
469, I ask the spirit of Tom Landry every year for the Cowboys to win just one more time. And then somebody said, I saw that video. That's not good. People really practice those things, especially in the city they were in.
So look. It's the same thing, like, in case you didn't ever know this about me, I don't drink because my dad was an alcoholic, and I'm like, hey, I might as well just stay away. Clearly, I have an addictive personality. Same thing. If you're doing it and it's working out for you, that's cool. I just don't want to get involved. And for the 210, this is a very fair point. Kevin watches so much TV. Fact. Anytime. Look. My wife,
you don't sleep well either.
That's true. My wife also judges the things that I watch, and she's like, what is this? Did we pay for this? And so that's fair. But yes, whenever I have trouble sleeping, I will watch a variety of really dumb things because I don't manage my time specifically very well in that regard.
I'm terrible at watching shows because, and I told my oldest this last night, he walked in and he was like, hey, can I watch Severance with y'all? And I said, sure. I've tried to watch the first episode three times already, but guess what happens? One of you kids comes in and starts talking to me every time, so I'm barely through episode two right now.
Okay, some feedback about the Beast games. Must watch, Kevin. It's insane what people do for money. The Mr. Beast show is awful, but funny. That can be very entertaining. The show's pretty good. $5 million with a chance for $10 million. Haven't seen the finale yet. The Beast game show is good. The contestants are annoying as hell, though. Too many crybabies, and yeeting is throwing something.
Yes. And even like Lucy, she threw something into the pool last summer, and she was like, yeet. And I was like, oh, that's so funny hearing her say that. It cracks me up when she eats stuff. Just go watch some Mr. Beast videos and you'll understand, Kevin. They'll yeet stuff. And again, you can't yeet what's already been yoted. All right. So
I'm not sure I understood that sentence.
Is that true, Alec?
So I can't dispute it.
Mm-hmm. Corey knows his stuff, man. I love the sea block.
You cannot eat what has already been yoted. I wanted to throw this information out there that I just found on Facebook, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This segment is a little different today. We're kind of doing stuff. We're just reaching into the sack and just pulling out stories. All right. We're just reaching in there and grabbing some stories out there.
Look.
Pudge Fisk had a 68.4 B war.
Okay.
Pudge Rodriguez, 68.7.
Ooh.
Carlton Fisk, 1,330 RBI. Pudge Rodriguez, 1,332 RBI.
Oh my gosh. That is so close.
Carlton Fisk. OPS 797. Pudge Rodriguez, OPS 798.
Wow.
Pudge Fisk, 128 stolen bases. What? Pudge Rodriguez, 127 stolen bases. The Pudges had stats that almost lined up exactly. And that's wild to me.
That is. I mean, look, obviously you'll throw Johnny Bench in there as well, but you're talking about some of the greatest catchers of all time. Now, a couple things. First of all, question for you, Corey. This is a staffing question. When the 214, do you think Drew Henson should replace Mike?
No.
Okay. Follow up. I'm having multiple people tell me that maybe Mr. Beast is not a good person. Does he have stuff?
I know some people on the show had some problems. I don't know about him specifically. Oh, dear. Am I wrong about that? I know I've heard about people on the show, though.
Yeah, he's been affiliated with some people who have had issues, or they're just very vocal about things. So, you know, I'm not well educated. I stopped watching him years ago. I wouldn't know of anything recent, but I know there were some people he was hanging around that aren't so great.
See, and this is why Are You Better sometimes makes me nervous, because I made the joke about, like, well, as long as it's not Gandhi. Immediately, multiple people texted in and said that Gandhi doesn't like black people. And I was like, what? So I need to educate myself about a whole lot more things.
Yeah.
Including Gandhi and Mr. Beast. Probably a lot of other things in between those two, but I'll work on that.
Reach back into the sack here, see what kind of story I can find.
Don't.
All right.
No, if that's what we want to go with.
You ever heard of Sergio Aguero?
Yeah, he used to play for the Mavericks.
That is
Mark
different.
Aguero.
Some people are saying
that was Mark Aguero. I'm just kidding. I know what his name is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
People are asking if he will be checked on, Sergio Aguero. He is Argentina's striker. He was a former Argentina striker. And he proudly declared that Man City could win the fight against Real after they were paired together for the fourth successive year. Aguero spent a decade at City from 2011 to 2021, scoring 260 goals in 390 games, won 5 Premier League titles during that time. And Aguero was so confident that City would beat Real that he vowed to do something very drastic if they lost. The icon, quote, "Real Madrid cannot beat Man City. If they beat City, I will cut off my..."
Testicles.
What?
Testicles.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Kevin...
Did they lose?
City ended up losing 3-2. Thanks to a last-gasp Jude Bellingham strike.
He's not going to do that, though, right?
And everybody's like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Where you at, man? Are you going to actually cut this thing
holy
down?
Moly.
And then yeet it across the room.
I still am not sure. I don't think that is the exact definition. Here's what I don't understand. Obviously, this is a drastic version of it. Why do people make bets where what they gain is nothing? Like, I'm not saying you should, but if that striker would have been like, I will chop off my boys if you put up $25 million or something, I'd be like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the bet I would make, but at least I get it. On the other end, you could win $25 million. What he was going to win on the end of it is nothing.
Yeah.
He was just going to win the game that he was sure they were already going to win.
I'm so certain that this is going to happen. I'm going to take care of this.
That doesn't make any sense. Why are
Maybe
people
he was already
sending
planning on
me
it.
All these things about other things Gandhi did that were terrible? I had no idea. I will look some of this up. There are some staggering accusations
are
on the fan text.
Do we need to do some Gandhi reading?
I guess so.
What's your favorite Gandhi book?
I don't know. Okay, I tried to type in, was Gandhi a bad person? And it said, was Gandhi white? Is that because Ben Kingsley played him in the movie?
A new bill could aid the recruiting and roster management efforts of Alabama's Kalen DeBoer and other college coaches in Alabama. State Representative Joe LaVorn of Auburn is seeking to create what he says is a competitive edge for athletes in Alabama, making their name, image, and likeness earnings exempt from Alabama's individual income tax. He thinks that by doing this, it'll create an advantage in recruiting
for Alabama,
for any school in Alabama. But yes, definitely for Alabama, where anybody that's in Alabama doesn't have to pay tax on their NIL money.
Do you think that people will actually make note of that, like the players? Or do you think most will disregard, kind of like we're always like, hey, we don't have a state income tax, you should come to Texas? Do you think people will see that, or they'll be like, no, this place offers 2 instead of 1.8 million? So
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I feel like the team will use it as a part of their pitch and to really drive home, this is how much more you're going to be earning from us. I think they will use it. I wonder how many other states, because I know Georgia's put it forth.
Yeah.
I think they struck it down. I'm pretty sure. But that's kind of wild about that. And also, Kevin, Alabama AD Greg Byrne suggested forfeits to fix field and court storming. He said if we said that the home team, if they storm the field or the court, they're going to lose the game right then and there, it'll stop it.
Yeah, but unless you have any visiting fans there who are like, hey, let's just storm the court to make sure
they win.
We win.
Yeah, I think you can work with that, but yeah.
Man, look, I typed in, was Gandhi a bad person? There's a story from Vice, said he was a racist, and talked about stuff with young girls. BBC asked if he was a racist. There's a Reddit thread asking why people hate him so much nowadays. So I have some research to do.
By the way, on Sergio Aguero, I think there was yes, they said that it's a that was just the first leg. They still have a second game. So there still is a chance.
Okay, so and they only lost by one?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on Sergio Aguero and see if he actually has to do this or not.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how important is it for the Cowboys to keep Jordan Lewis plus other offseason priorities? Next on The Fan.
Back and looking. All kinds of time. Deep ball. Down to the middle. Oh, McMillan, did he catch it? At the... No, it's intercepted! Jordan Lewis in the end zone pulled it out of his hands. Jordan Lewis, how do you keep doing that?
Great call right there by Brad Sham. KNC back here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to start with this question, then we can get to some other offseason stuff if you guys want. How important is it for the Cowboys to keep Jordan Lewis? And then I guess the logical follow-up is, do you believe that they will?
For the locker room, I think he's important. Because the way that he plays the game, the way he thinks the game... He knows it's a game for tough people. He knows that you have to play a certain way. You have to do certain things to be in the sport. He's a dog. And that's the thing that I like about him so much. And that mentality, I wish the entire team played with his type of mentality. He doesn't seem to be a cupcake kind of guy. And so for me, I would build my locker room around a veteran like him in that I know I have that voice. And I'm asking that voice to be more vocal in the room. And he was last year for the first time. And being healthy is important too, right? Like being healthy is a very important thing. But I love the way that he plays. I hope that they bring him back. Yeah. It's real weird to be like, I hope they bring back this nickel cornerback.
Sure. And so, okay. I like that you said that because I've got some advanced stats to go along with Jordan Lewis and... He's always been that competitor, but I guess maybe didn't always give you the results that you kind of hoped for and dreamed for. But this season, he had a -16.6 target EPA, by far the best in the club. By the way, if you EPA expected points added, and it's just a way to break down like on every single play, the percentages of what this play is likely to do. And so like, obviously if you're undercutting zero, you're like, hey, that's good. Mm. So you took away from what we thought would happen per target -0.28 EPA in the NFL. And if again, you're like, it's too many numbers, I'll just say that this is seventh best among all corners.
Oh.
So if you want me to just boil it down, the next level analytics say per targets and coverage basis, he was seventh best in the NFL last year. Now, to your second thing that you said, doesn't that instantly make it feel like maybe he will not be back? Because kind of like we talked about with Osa, did he play too good for the Cowboys to bring him back?
Not if they want to win.
So I will keep my question the same. Did he play
that's
too well?
I start there. I start with those two.
Okay.
Those two, I say circle them, do what you can, do everything you can to bring them back, and then build the rest of your team from there. But you know the pot better than I do. It doesn't look like they have anything left in the pot to make that happen.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just 1 second. I just want to quick hit a couple of these big things because I know people keep bringing them up. The Cowboys are about $2.6 million over the salary cap in theory, but I 100% expect them to flip the switch on the Dak contract. Jerry Jones has told us in the past the contracts are set up like that, so you can do that year over year, which is part of the reason they got in trouble. So I think they'll do that and save, I don't know, $25 to $27 million on that, give or take.
Okay.
So that puts you at about $22.5 to $24.5 million in salary cap space once they do that, which I think they will. And there's all kinds of other things if you want to go the route of, you mentioned it yesterday or the day before, Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson moving on from them. There's a potential savings of $9 million. I know some people want the Cowboys to move on from Terrence Steele, and you could potentially save, I think the number's somewhere around 11, but I really hate that number because that's, once again, breaking that dead cap hit in half and taking the rest in 2026, where right. I would just love to see the team take all the cuts now and like eat the entire amount of money. I know they're not going to do that. But so we, what were we at? 22.5 to 24.5 million. All right. Another nine there, another 11 with Steele. So that's another 20 million. So now all of a sudden you could be up to 42 to $44.5 million. And so when people say the Cowboys could create that space, create another 14 million, give or take, by long-term in Micah. So all of a sudden, how that took like 3 minutes, and we've created about $60 million in cap space.
All right.
But the issue is,
will they?
And because I just don't see it.
And then will they spend it the right
and
way?
And see, and that's what I think, because I think what they're going to tell you is, oh, we got to pay Micah. And I'm like, paying Micah right now could literally save you $14 million, give or take, on next year's cap, which I know is that doesn't feel right, but because of the way you can manipulate the NFL salary cap, it definitely is. And I think the issue, Corey, that a lot of us have is, so they do have money to pay Jordan mm-hmm. Lewis. They do have money to pay Osa Odighizuwa. They did have money to pay Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley. They do have the opportunity to draft Ashton Jeanty at number 12 if he was available, and then pick up other players in the free agent market. Like, they have the ability to do all of that.
But
they won't, and they'll tell you that they can't because, oh, that 2027 cap, take a look at that.
And that's the price you pay for drafting so well all the time.
Which,
that's, you know, whenever you're drafting the way we do and you have that approach, this is what you have to pay the guys that you draft.
Okay. And so my counter argument,
cheaper free agents,
my counter argument to that would be, obviously, you know how I feel. I think they inflate the people that they re-sign to try to paint a different picture of how good they are at drafting. I do think they are good at drafting.
I agree.
But I think they kind of bend that reality, for lack of a better term, to make it look like they're the best or second or third best drafting team in the league. Now, so let's take a look at what you just said. Let's just use the big three. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons.
Yep.
Okay? So you gave CeeDee Lamb the second most money. I get that. But it came at the expense of, you waited so long to give him that money that he wasn't there at the beginning of training camp, and it felt very apparent in the first few weeks that it was off a step
mm-hmm.
with him and Dak. So if you'd have paid him the money that everybody knew he was going to get earlier, maybe you could have freed up some free agent money at a time where you could have actually used it. Maybe he wouldn't have been that step off with Dak in the offense to start. All right, now let's go to Micah Parsons. What position keeps going up in the NFL in terms of prices? Defensive edge, or if you're that impact-making linebacker who rushes the quarterback, it keeps going up every single year. And guess what you hear Jerry and Steven say? I cannot imagine a scenario in which Micah will not be on the team. All right, then mm-hmm. why didn't we do that contract last year? Now, if the answer is because his agent said, we're not doing anything until this year, that's fair enough.
Fair.
And I will withdraw that complaint. I'm just worried that they never even checked
mm-hmm.
because when we asked Steven about it, he goes, that just came up. And I'm like, that's how the NFL works. And that's how sports works. Oh, something's about to happen. Well, God forbid we get ahead of it. And instead he's like, well, that just came up. And we have to worry about CeeDee right now. Or you could have worried about CeeDee last year, and you could have done Micah last year. And guess what? Wide receiver and defensive end prices just kept going up. And so we decided to wait. So then you're going to have to pay more. And then there's the case of Dak Prescott, where he said, I don't necessarily have to be the highest paid in the league. And we said, okay, great. Let's make you the highest paid in the league by at least $5 million per year. And this after all offseason, it's a prove it year, prove it year, prove it year. Okay, never mind. You can have your contract before the first game.
That was frustrating.
Like what?
I know Dumont has demanded excellence out of the Mavericks.
Sure.
And everybody's like, what?
Hey, they won last night.
But if you're going to run a team and demand excellence out of somebody, when you have that carrot to hold the carrot. You know, continue to motivate. And if it isn't succeeded, you don't just bail and say, you know what, let's just give it to you. You don't say, hey, was it Wes Matthews? I know we offered you this. We're going to give you more money now because we have extra money. So
that was one of the most mind-boggling things I've ever seen in sports. Now, I'll have to double-check this. How much would it cost to tag him or Osa? I definitely do not think they would tag Jordan Lewis because I think that number would be out of proportion with what they think he's worth. I don't think they would tag Osa either. My guess would be, I don't know, $8 to $10 million on Osa. Maybe I'm way off in that. Maybe the Cowboys are hearing that right now and they're like, I like the way you think. Let's do that deal.
Maybe so.
And then I find out in the open market that it's way more than that. But the point is, you could afford it. And as much as I despise the Eagles, the one thing I do really love about the way they operate is what they do with the salary cap. Because you know what? They have a huge bill coming up on Jalen Hurts. You know when it's going to come up? When he's 30 years old.
Oh.
And so
it's later down the road.
Exactly. So it's in 4 years, mm-hmm. I think, 3 or 4 years. But also, do you think a quarterback might still be able to play at 30?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes. At 35, I got questions.
Yeah, and Dak is going to be, what, 35 or 36?
35.
So all this money you're pushing down the road with him, where's that going to go? Into his next contract?
No. Well, you're just going to have, at that point, you're just going to have to eat it.
Okay, well, I will believe
or
that when I see it.
That's whenever we take care of advantage of the window, Kevin. We have a rookie quarterback in Arch Manning.
Look, and I know.
But we're still paying Dak Prescott's money.
And that's what drives me insane. And I know it's not going to happen, but when people talk about trading Micah Parsons, you can't just do that. This is going to be a really agitating phrase to hear. But you have to actually go all in on the hurt, okay? If you don't think Trayvon Diggs is ever going to be what he was, you can move on from that hurt right now, take the entire hit this year. Same with Terrence Steele, same with Donovan Wilson, same with a lot of other players. But don't do it as a post-June 1st cut and split the money where you're like, well, we're still going to have a bunch of money due in 2026. No, you have to take the hits now. Then you'll have to probably sacrifice other players because then you really won't have any money.
Right.
And that's when you make the trade with Micah because you're like, we really are building up with new assets. We really are clearing out our salary cap. And I know the answer to all of this, people are going to say is, but you still have Dak under contract. I get it, but at least in 2 years, that makes it an easier opportunity if you want to move on. Not easy,
yeah,
but easier.
Just a little bit easier is all we're asking for there.
But
you seem worked up, Kevin.
I
just got a message if you'd like to, a stat that might make you laugh. Would you like that?
Okay. And can I still tell you why I'm worked up, though?
Sure.
It's all there. It's right in front of you. And they choose not to do it for what I believe are very short-sighted reasons. I don't think if the Cowboys were, I mean, the Cowboys weren't good this year.
Right.
I don't think if the Cowboys were bad this next upcoming season that everyone's going to be like, done. No national games. Nobody's going to watch. Who cares about Thanksgiving? I don't believe that. And in the meantime, you could regroup. I'm not saying you tank out the season. It's what people call organically tank. I'm not trying to lose. I'm just putting all my young players in there. And if they win, well, hell yeah, because that's what happened in 2016. But if they don't, at least we learned who can play, who can't play. I reset our salary cap and added some draft picks for 26 and beyond. I'm sorry, Corey, go ahead.
This is courtesy of Tolo Stephen Valentine.
Big day for him.
Courtesy of a Twitter writer, Jeff Fletcher, with the Angels. Members of the Nats media determined that they had used 19 third basemen since Anthony Rendon left. So he looked it up. The Angels have used 28 third basemen since they signed Rendon. And I just think that's
what?
Wild. It's a wild stat.
So, and Mike told us yesterday, apparently he's everybody like thinks he's a great guy. He tries really hard, but you're like, that's awesome. We did give you all of the money. 28?
28. They've only used 19. They've used 28 since then.
Sounds like they came out ahead, I guess. I don't know what
Kyrie
the moral of that
and
story
Clay
is.
Are and Exum are listed as questionable for tonight's game.
Okay. Yeah, because it's back to back and stuff. Okay.
Right shoulder soreness.
I could see that. Oh, great. Just we needed.
Left foot sprain for Clay.
See, every time Kai is questionable or whatever, I just need it to be the back because I don't want new ailments to come along. And I'm sure he's like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, me either.
Me too. So that's a fair point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Missed by Steph on the flip. Rebound by Christie.
Let
Here's
go,
Kyrie Irving.
Let it go,
Kyrie.
Here's
a
let it go,
gas. Put it gas.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Mavericks win. Kyrie is questionable tonight, as one texter said, for putting the team on his back last night. So, hell of an effort from Kyrie last night. Hopefully, he can play again tonight against the Heat. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Peggy, we are rolling. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Did you guys get the chance to listen to Chiafalo this morning? And if so, how do you think he did?
Bits and pieces. I think he did well, of course. Wolchuk, you thought that was a bad performance?
I talked to him about it afterwards. He was leaking a lot of confidence. It wasn't really him. It was more Bobby. Bobby's take.
I could see that.
Did he get caught in that vortex of confidence?
I think there were just times where like he didn't want to battle with Bobby, but deep down I knew that he wasn't really in favor of what was going on. So, and
sure.
It's tough. You know, you've just had 2 days off. Now I'm thrown into a show in the morning time with Bobby Belt, and I love Bobby, but there are times he can be very, very challenging.
Like
so,
man, it does.
I mean, I do think he's a bit of an idiot.
That's what you get when it comes with to Dawson. Sports. You get Dawson will do that. Dawson's really good at doing that to you. He's like, you know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, love Bobby,
love
but
this guy, but he's one of the worst players I've ever seen in my life.
Good guy.
Good guy, but just a terrible human being.
Super talented.
Yeah.
Love him to death, but gosh, those football takes need work.
I cannot imagine what it's like to work with somebody who you don't always agree with, and then just sometimes you let it go because it's not worth it.
Well, is that why you kicked Mike off the show?
Yeah.
Mike is in important baseball meetings, I believe.
Oh, so he's in the building right now.
I think he is.
Who knows?
I guess he wouldn't come by and say, see you later.
No.
He would just leave. He'd give the Irish goodbye.
Yeah,
probably not.
Mike would definitely Irish goodbye it.
And he'll be off tomorrow and 2 days next week. He got a pretty sweet schedule out the door. I'm not really quite certain how all that came to pass.
He has to travel, though, for his final week, so that's kind of rough on him.
Just give everybody in your life hell, and they'll do whatever you want.
That's what I've learned from this process.
Yeah, just make everybody's life as absolutely as miserable as possible.
Golly!
And then you can get whatever you want. Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with you. They're
the
like,
squeaky
sure,
wheel.
3 weeks off. Ha, go ahead.
You know,
no
please,
problem.
Actually, please take
Italy, Mexico,
off.
Wherever you want to go.
We were actually considering giving you the time off anyway.
Oh, my goodness. All right,
we need a little bit of a break.
All right, so we can talk about the Mavs, or we can talk about the Stars and NHL in general, or maybe a whole bunch of other stuff. Ooh. Do you guys care about the Four Nations face-off? Because we talked about it earlier, and there seemed to be some enthusiasm, but that might have also just been a lot of people who were like, I'm just not going to tell you I don't care.
Not after listening to you guys do the segment where Canada had all the best players.
Canada's really good.
They always do. They're very good.
I know.
They're talented.
Why they can never win, why none of their teams can ever win a Stanley Cup, don't know.
Yeah.
But
they have extremely talented
players.
Offense, but the U.S. is one of the deepest teams in this group, actually.
Especially goaltending.
Yeah, I mean, great defense.
Well, I might have backup to be with all the Canadians.
Hey, I was just trying to tell you what might happen, Broadus.
You guys are telling me if they go on the power play, it's guaranteed 3 or 4 goals. Easy,
It's their power
in
play
one
group
power
is
play
unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really,
well, their
really
players are unbelievable.
Yes, that
it's
is.
It's a shame they're not better at hockey, though.
It is.
We've also got the youngest average roster, right?
True.
I think that's going to end up being a good thing when we get to the Olympic play.
Yeah.
Finland is mostly all stars players.
How did they get Jim Neal as their guy? He's our guy.
They just emailed him.
But isn't he from Canada?
He has to be, I guess.
Yeah. But you're saying he's coaches for, or he GMs for an American
team. The best team in hockey.
Okay. Yes. So he should be on the United States.
Yes. If you're the best general manager in hockey, you should be for the Americans.
I'm with Broadus on this one. Yeah. I agree.
Hey, I'm not.
But this doesn't
I
sound
can't
like.
Change any of what's
if you're
happening.
The best GM, yeah. You should be for the Americans.
You get to choose yes. whichever
I
one
don't,
you want.
I can't change.
I'm being an ugly American right now. Yes.
I love this.
I want my country to do well in this tournament.
This okay. isn't like
I'll
the World Baseball Classic.
I don't know.
In the World Baseball Classic, the like you're like, you know, all these different guys are in all. But I think Boat was coaching France at one point. So like it's they're all over the place on this. It seems like they're trying to stick with the countries that they have. So that's nice. I like the concept of it though. Three different or four different countries that are represented, and you get literal all-star casts out of there.
Alec had a good idea about the basketball, the all-star game. If it was the United States versus the world,
I am so in on that.
Was that his idea? I heard it. I was coming in late.
No, I believe so. Yeah.
Don't you think now we would? Okay. Like all the best internet, like Jokic, Luka, and Jan. Well, Luka doesn't
care. We could trade
for
back
this,
for Luka, is what we can do.
Okay. And I still think we might get smoked because not only the talent level, I just don't know if the give a damn level would be there for the U.S., where I feel like Jokic and Giannis and
I don't know. Do
Embiid,
they?
In Embiid from like the Bahamas,
I believe
he'll be on the injured list. We won't have to worry about
that.
Him.
Is true.
Well, he sucks in international play. We found that out in the Olympics. He's just not very good.
Be a hell of a game. You know, I think a lot of these countries, like over the years, France, Argentina, Spain, part of their advantage is they've been playing together since they were 10 years old.
That's true.
So you're giving that up. Would they play with the pride if it was just a hodgepodge of countries? I don't know. I think it'd be a hell of a seven-game series.
Okay. You know? Yeah. I would be interested in that, and not to be too pro-Canadian in this segment, but I do believe Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is Canadian as well. So will this be a North American versus the rest of the world or just regular America?
We'll take him on.
For now, till we annex it, or come to some sort of a negotiation agreement.
Let's go.
Jim will really help out our hockey prospects. By the way.
Since you guys brought that up.
I mean, Russia just took most of Ukraine, right? So let's take most of... We'll put Russia in the four nations, and it'll be the USA, basically comprised of America and Canada.
Why wouldn't we put Puerto Rico as a state first?
Oh, no.
Well, we could do that, too.
Okay.
That'd help our baseball.
Yep.
Okay.
Did we get Russia in this, or was it...
No, okay. I don't believe so.
I can see Russia's
going to replace Canada in the four nations.
Gotcha.
Now the USA and Canada are
We get Canada on our side.
Yeah. Okay, so now
we are the best.
Now we're the overwhelming
favorite. We're just absorbing you and all of your talent. Yeah.
You can have Belarus.
The problem is then your Canadian streak of hockey not winning a Stanley Cup, that would be over.
Or it'll last forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on which way you look at it. Now, are you guys married to the 50 states?
I've been divorced twice. No,
okay,
I'm not married
anymore. Sorry, poor choice of words.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you guys think it needs to be a nice, even, round number like 50 states, whereas if we take in other states, we eliminate other states?
It's your OCD, man. That is your OCD.
It really is. I will admit that.
Well, it would ruin the 50
the nifty flag,
song.
Huh?
Yeah, and look. If we brought
look,
in...
the flag's got 52 stars.
Exactly.
What the hell?
I know. And
there's
look...
53?
I'm fine with bringing in Puerto Rico, but then we don't need two Dakotas, all right?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm fine if
we do you think about the Carolinas, then?
Yeah, the Carolinas... I think they have a better claim than North Dakota and South Dakota, because it feels like North Dakota is, hey, we're the one that doesn't have Mount Rushmore. And what else?
That's it.
If you want to bring in Canada.
They got a really good football team up there in North Dakota State. They're down here like every year paying taxes.
Go Bison.
That's true.
I think their quarterbacks
always turn out really well in the
NFL.
I think
the credit card company is all around in North Dakota too, because they don't have.
You jerk comment. Okay, they got Cam Miller coming out in this draft. Kid can sling it.
You didn't even know who Trey Lance was.
Not in person, right?
That was a hilarious story.
It made the conversation with him so much better.
Dallas needs to do something about that backup quarterback spot.
And guess what? We got him.
Yeah, maybe. Good point.
We did it. Hey, and if you want to bring in Canada, keep several of the provinces, I'm fine with just making New England. Like, do we have to have a Rhode Island and a Massachusetts? And, like, we can just consolidate that.
I like what you're
doing
here. We could easily combine Idaho, Utah. You can combine Montana, Wyoming.
I definitely agree with that.
Missouri and Kansas. You know, we can trim this thing up pretty easily.
Because that's confusing already. If you have a city that's in two different states right next to each other, that feels confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri.
And you're about to take Greenland and name it Red, White, and Blueland. So.
Okay. So this is a non-political statement.
Yes. Oh, here we go, Heggy.
That was
always
actually,
bringing this kind of stuff up, ruining our show with right. 4 minutes to go.
I'm going to talk about gambling. I promise I'm going to talk about gambling.
Walking away.
Sabotage no wonder Mike got the hell out of here.
That was introduced as an actual bill, and the betting odds on that happening and the United States purchasing and renaming Greenland red, white, and blue land was only 25 to 1. That is way too low. The odds should be like 1,000 to 1 or something.
It could definitely happen, man. I think it could.
I guess.
It'd be wild.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Yes. Hagee, thanks for asking. We'll consider that. What should we do with you? Gaza? Yeah, more.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, please, no.
Dave Raymond at 320.
There you go. That's the smart
Let's
approach.
Go. Let's yeah. talk about it. Goodness gracious.
Okay, roll home okay. with the G-Bag Nation. I'm sorry. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. On 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
When did the Canadians get all upset about stuff, though?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.